In this bulletin, Thailand's Queen Mother Sirikit dies aged 93. Venezuela's president claims Trump administration is seeking to start an eternal war. And in swimming, Molly O'Callaghan sets the new world record at the Swimming World Cup. With all this evening's latest headlines from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stewart. A lengthy mourning period has begun in Thailand after the Queen Mother Sirikit has died aged 93. The Queen will lie in state in Bangkok's Grand Palace with the royal family and court officials mourning the loss for a full year, while celebrations and festivals are expected to be disrupted for several weeks. Sirikit supervised royal projects to help the rural poor, preserve traditional craft-making and protect the environment. The Royal Household Bureau says she died in a hospital in Bangkok on Friday after suffering from a blood infection for a week. A small group of mourners dressed in black and holding portraits of the late Queen Mother gathered outside the hospital, with one saying her death is a heartbreaking moment for all Thai people.
My heart broke when I heard the news, just like all Thais. I wish she goes to heaven with no worries. Thai people will always have her in our hearts.
Sirikit had been largely absent from public life in recent years due to declining health. Venezuela's president says the United States is seeking to start a forever war as the Trump administration announces a U.S. military buildup in the Caribbean on Friday. Part of Donald Trump's plan is deploying the Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group to Latin America, which would add to 8 warships, a nuclear-powered submarine, and F-35 aircraft already in the region. It marks a significant escalation amid heightened tensions with Venezuela following 10 separate US missile strikes on boats off the Venezuelan coast, which have killed 43 people. The US claims the victims were drug traffickers without providing evidence, while several families say their loved ones were killed while fishing. President Maduro has defended Venezuela as a drug-free country, adding they will put an end to the cocaine trafficking that comes from neighboring Colombia.
And the people of the United States know it. They're making up a new eternal war. They promised that they will never enter a war, and now they're making up a war that we will avoid. How? With the mobilization of the peoples of South America. As South America and the Caribbean all say, no to war, yes to peace, yes to prosperity, yes to harmony and living together.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has attended a landmark event at Uluru to mark 40 years since the sacred site's handback to the local Anangu people. The return of ownership of Uluru and nearby Katajuta on October 26, 1985, was a symbolic high point for Aboriginal land rights. Mr. Albanese and Governor-General Sam Mostyn have attended this weekend's celebrations of the handback, featuring speeches, song and dance performances, and local craft displays. The anniversary of the site's return was also marked by King Charles and Anangu representatives at Australia House in London on October 16. Anthony Albanese says the handback was a critical moment in the First Nations land rights movement.
It was a milestone in Aboriginal land rights in Australia and a powerful moment in the story of our continent. Around the world, Uluru is instantly recognised as Australia. In Australia, it stands as a monument to a people's love of country and their determination to see justice done.
Independent MP Sophie Scumps has condemned allegations of abuse and sexual harassment in the Australian Defence Force as unacceptable. A landmark class action against the Australian Defence Force alleges widespread and systemic sexual violence, harassment and discrimination within the institution. 4 applicants are listed in the filing currently, with claims by one woman that she was shown pornography, while another alleges she was grabbed and kissed by a colleague who forcibly resisted her attempts to separate herself. Ms. Scumps tells Channel 9's Today program there should be zero tolerance for abuse and harassment.
In the media, we're talking about it again. We're aware of what's going on. There's been multiple cover-ups by the sounds of it. So we do need to be hearing about it. What can happen in Canberra? We need to be talking about it in Canberra as much as anywhere. But the culture in the ADF does need looking at. We need to be absolutely certain that the women who go to work there, who are trying to be professional, can just get on with doing the job without being harassed.
And in swimming, Molly O'Callaghan has capped a brilliant week at the Swimming World Cup in Toronto, setting a new short course world record in the 200-metre women's freestyle. The 21-year-old Australian scored a time of 1:49.36 on Friday, just 7 days after setting a then-new mark of 1:49.77. O'Callaghan will now turn her attention to the 100-metre freestyle, where she could pose a threat to Triple Crown contender Kate Douglas of the United States. And that's all this evening's headlines from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.